You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to The Football Hour. How are you doing, football friends? Are you happy? Is everyone feeling good? I hope so. I really hope so. Because this is the part of The Football Hour when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for a certain player, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and makes you feel, you know, a tingle inside. There's nothing wrong with feeling a tingle inside watching football. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players, or a goal his team scored, we turn into William Shakespeare, Keats, E. Cummings. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. Can you imagine that? So, late on Monday evening, when I was watching Man City versus Everton Football Club, an exciting match, wasn't it? An exciting match with the return of Mr. Wayne Rooney to Manchester. He certainly didn't disappoint. He scored a great goal and it made me get very excited. Then, Football Hour friends, this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel. Yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Wayne Rooney. Yeah, you heard that right. Wayne Rooney. Something that's probably never, ever been done before, a love letter to Wayne Rooney. So this is addressed to Mr. Wayne Rooney, flat 10, Goodison Park, Liverpool, Merseyside, England. This is Footballers' Love Letters. Wayne Rooney, I really hope you enjoy it. Oh yes, bit of music. Dear Mr. Rooney, what a start you made on your second Premier League debut for the Toffees. The winning goal at Goodison against Mark Hughes' Stoke. I could see the passion and raw emotion in your celebration. You slid to your knees and screamed. Another great moment added to your scrapbook, I imagine. Wayne, the pundits and journos have been writing you off for quite a while now, mate. How has that been for you? I guess it's tough. I get it sometimes in my job too. Nasty tweets saying, you're the worst radio presenter I've ever heard. I'm turning off. I brush it off, similar to how you've been doing recently. You're still a great player. England's record goal scorer at least. I was there that night you broke the record at Wembley. 90,000 people on their feet in celebration for you, Wayne. It's been tough for me, though. You know why? I've told you in the past. I support Leeds United, and you were the top player for our arch rivals. Oh, Man United? It's still hard for me even to say or write down the name of them, you know, that awful club. It gives me trouble, Wayne. But now it's okay. I can sort of like you again. You've left them red lot and you've joined the blue lot of Merseyside for the second time. Good decision, lad. So coming on to why I decided to write this letter, Wayne. You were starting against Man City. Wow, pressure. The title favourites, and it was their first home game of the season. Those City fans wanted you to fail big time. I think the Rooney of last season may have provided them with what they wanted. But not this new, fitter, leaner, Weight Watchers version of Wayne Rooney. This Rooney only goes and scores the opening goal. A fast, direct break from the youngster Dom Calvert-Lewin. It must be great to have his legs next to you, Wayne. Well, he broke down the right past £50 million defender Johnny Stones, and he nipped into the box, and you use all your experience to hold your run waiting around the penalty spot. Calvert-Lewin chops back, lays the ball into your path and strike, first time, through the new Man City keeper's legs. 1-0 away at City. The former Man United player scores against the Blues. What a story. Granted, you didn't go on to seal all 3 points, but what a game. Good goal, and you, Wayne, are well and truly back. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour. Thank you, Wayne Rooney. That is my letter addressed to Wayne Rooney. It shall be, hopefully, arriving in the post very shortly.